Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time. By the grace of God, we've been bringing these broadcasts to you for 20 years now. We thank the Lord for that. We thank Him for this radio station and for you, the listener, all the prayers, all the support. And so we thank you for this day today. It's a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today we're going to be talking about suffering for Jesus, and this is a subject that is a bit painful to hear, and it's a bit painful to live, and yet it's part of the gospel. It's part of serving our Lord Jesus, and it's part of being a Christian and going higher in your walk with the Lord. So if you have your Bible there today, we're going to go back to Acts chapter 9 and start there, and then we'll be looking at other scripture here regarding the Apostle Paul. Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. If this is your first time listening today, we say welcome to you. We hope you come back each and every Sunday. Make this a regular stop on your Sunday schedule. Well, today, before we get into the message, just want to give you a brief update what's going on here in Kenya. We just finished up a powerful conference over in Bungoma, a city about 30 miles from here, with a team of Americans, 18 people from the USA that came over to conduct an Encountering God conference. And so those of you who have been to Encounter conferences in the USA know what I'm talking about. It's a powerful deliverance type conference and encouragement type conference. And so this is what we did. We had 215 Kenyans from all over Kenya, many from Nairobi, quite a few from Bungoma, and we supplied 22 from our church out there at Makunda. And so we had a powerful conference. People got delivered, people got encouraged, people got saved. And so this was an extraordinary conference for Kenya. It's the second one we've helped to host over here. And we hope that many more teams come over. We want to continue to host these conferences and give these Kenyans encouragement in their walk with the Lord. We also have a project I want to tell you about going at Makunda. We have 2 acres of land. We want to build a primary school there in Makunda for the village children, grades 1 through 8 with a preschool. And so we invite you to participate. We invite you to get alongside this ministry and help to build this school for the children of Makunda. And so we're asking the Lord for $300,000. It's going to be a beautiful school, 3 separate buildings, and it's going to take probably 1 to 2 years to build this, but we want to get it done. We want to get started. We've already started. The septic system is complete. So if you think you'd like to help us with that, contact me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and we can discuss the details of that construction project, getting a primary school built in Makunda, Kenya. Well, today we're going to be talking about suffering for Jesus. And this is not a pleasant subject. As I said in the preliminary, it's going to involve confronting your idea about what it means to serve Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's going to mean confronting your ideas about the American dream and about security and convenience and comfort and all those things that go with the American dream. But I can tell you, beloved, if you want to go higher in the kingdom of God, if you want to go higher in your walk with the Lord, a more intimate walk with the Lord, you're going to have to give up things that are very dear to you. You're going to have to give up things that you don't want to give up, because the Lord will ask you for sacrifices in your life. He will ask you to sacrifice things that are very important to you, very special to you, have great meaning to you. And so this is what it means to walk closely with the Lord. Proverbs 15:24 says, "The way of the wise winds upward in life to keep them from hell below." And so your call is an upward call. If you're a born-again believer today and you're listening to me today, your walk with the Lord is an upward call. God isn't going to call you to go sideways. He doesn't want you to go backwards or backslide. He wants you to keep going higher and higher and higher in the kingdom of God till you get to the point where you are fully conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. In the book of Romans chapter 8, it says that we have been predestined to be conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. And so God knew your destiny even before you were born. God knew and spoke over you your destiny, what He had planned for you, even at the time of your birth. He spoke over you what your destiny was, and He wants you to fulfill your destiny, and He will help you fulfill that destiny, but you have to agree with it. You have to agree with God's plan for your life and agree to move forward and listen to the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit gives you direction. And if you do that, beloved, you're going to go higher and higher. You're going to have a more intimate walk with the Lord. And so this is God's plan for your life, just as He had a plan for Saul, who was later to become the Apostle Paul and wrote 13 books and letters of the Bible. And so that's what we're going to look at. We're going to start in Acts chapter 9. Get your Bible out and look at Acts chapter 9. And we're going to start in verse 15. And we talked about this some last week, that Saul has been blinded on the road to Damascus. He was going there to persecute Christians, pull them out of their houses, take them back to Jerusalem, and put them in prison. And the Lord Jesus spoke to him on the road to Damascus, appeared to him as a bright light, and it blinded Saul. "Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord said to him, "Why are you persecuting me, Saul? Why are you persecuting me?" And so now Saul has been taken into the city, onto a street called Straight, into a house there. And the Lord sends a man called Ananias to speak to Saul. Well, Ananias didn't want to go. He was reluctant because of the reputation Saul had as a persecutor of Christians. But eventually the Lord convinces him to go. And in Acts chapter 9, verse 15, the Lord says to Ananias, "Go to Saul, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel." And in verse 16, "For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake." And so Saul was blind for 3 days. And God was showing him, Jesus was showing him what he must suffer for the kingdom's sake, for the sake of taking the gospel, the name of Jesus Christ, first to the Gentiles, and then to kings, and then to the children of Israel. And so this is a dramatic time of decision for Saul. He's blind. He doesn't know if he's going to get back his sight. He's blind. He doesn't know if he wants to suffer for Jesus Christ. He thought he was doing the right thing in persecuting Christians. He thought he was doing God's work. And beloved, I just want to say that there are times in people's lives when they think they're doing the right thing for God, but they have been deceived by the enemy. They don't see the truth. They have a veil over their eyes and over their minds, so they don't understand what God's will is for their life. And so there are times when you need to be shook by the Lord God Almighty. You need to be shaken by the Lord God Almighty, and He will reveal Himself to you, and He will reveal your destiny. He will show you your destiny, and then you will be in the valley of decision. You can either say yes or you can say no as to whether you want to walk into that destiny, as to whether you want to give up, because God will show you what you must suffer for the sake of the gospel. Well, Paul goes on to talk about this in Philippi in the Philippian jail. And Philippians chapter 3, verse 7, Paul goes on to say, "For what things were gained to me," this is after, much after that time when he was blinded and when the Lord spoke to him that he must suffer for his sake. And so this is much, many years later, and Paul has been a warrior for the gospel. He's been taking the gospel to the Gentiles. And so he says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7, "For what things were gained to me, these I have counted as loss for Jesus Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Jesus Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith." So I'm going to stop right there and just say that looking back on Paul's conversion, the scales came off of his eyes when he said yes to Jesus. He was baptized, and that's when his walk with the Lord started. That's when he said, "Yes, Jesus, I will accept you. I will receive you into my heart." And so that's when his walk started. That's when the persecution started. That's when his suffering started. And now here he is years later, and he says, "I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish." In other words, Paul, up until the time when he was saved, up until the time when he said yes to Jesus, he had many accomplishments. He was a very intellectual man. He had accomplished much studying as a scholar, as a religious scholar in Jerusalem. And yet here he is after he has served Jesus Christ, and he says, "I count all of that as rubbish. Everything that I have received, everything that I've been given praise and accolades for, I count it all as rubbish for the upward call." For he says, "Now I have suffered the loss of all things, but it doesn't matter to me. All of those things which I counted as such great accomplishments in my life, I don't mind giving them up, for I have gained Christ. I want to gain Christ." And beloved, that's where God wants to take you today. Some of you born-again believers, all you're concerned about is your comfort, your convenience, and taking care of your physical, material blessings. Well, that's all well and good. You have to have food. You have to have a place to live. But if that's the whole focus of your life and you're just trying to avoid any discomfort, any inconvenience, any pain or suffering for Jesus Christ, then I'm going to say to you today, your reward is just that material blessing. That's your reward. Your easy chair, your television set all day long, your ball games, your whatever it is that's important in your life, that will be your reward. But if you give up for the kingdom of God, if you give up for Jesus Christ, whatever he calls you to do, and he's going to call you to go higher in the kingdom, if you say yes to that, beloved, you're going to have to give something up, and you're going to have to suffer for Jesus. You're going to have to face discomfort, inconvenience. You're going to have to suffer, because that is God's will for your life, that you be conformed into the image of Jesus Christ and that you suffer with him and for him, just like Jesus suffered. When you think about Jesus Christ going to the cross, you can't even start to describe the suffering. It was an incomprehensible way to die. It was an incomprehensible way to give up for each and every person who has sin in their life. Even Jesus himself, when he was praying before he went to the cross, he was suffering to the point. He was in agony, and he agonized to the point where he was bleeding drops of blood, or sweating drops of blood coming out of his skin, because of the agony that he knew was coming to him. And so he suffered greatly for you. He suffered for me, but he was willing to do that because he knew that God's plan included him to go to the cross, to shed his perfect, precious blood for you and for me, that we could know salvation, that we could know eternal life in heaven with Jesus Christ and the Lord and the Holy Spirit. And so this is where Paul is going. He's reached that place of revelation where he knows that those things, the material things and all of the praise and all of his accomplishments that he had accomplished prior to being saved, prior to saying yes to Jesus, he's saying those things are rubbish. And if you look at your own life, and you say yes to Jesus, and you really want to serve the Lord, you're going to look back at a lot of those things in your life, and you'll say, they really weren't that important. It really wasn't that great. I was empty while I was doing those things. I wasn't fulfilled. I didn't have peace. And beloved, God wants to take you to that higher place where you can say, I'm gaining Christ through what I'm doing here today. I'm gaining Christ. I'm moving higher. I'm going forward in my destiny walk. And beloved, when you get to that point, you'll start to understand the Apostle Paul. You'll start to understand Jesus Christ and the suffering that he did for you. And so in verse 9 in Philippians chapter 3, it says, and Paul says, and I want to be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Paul says, I'm not trying to keep the law anymore. I'm not trying to be a good Pharisee. I'm not trying to be a good religious person. I want to believe by faith in Jesus Christ. I want to listen to the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit has for me, and move forward in that walk, because that's living by faith, not living by sight, not living by trying to be a good person, a righteous law keeper. I'm living by faith, and I'm moving forward in faith what God has for me on the earth. Well, in verse 10 of that same scripture, Paul says, that I may know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. So Paul says, I want to fellowship with his sufferings and be conformed to his death. And you know, Paul gave up his head. He was killed in Rome in a prison. He was sent to the guillotine, and his head was taken off of him. And so he was suffering to the point where he was a martyr for the kingdom of God. He was a martyr. And so he suffered to the point where his fellowship with Jesus Christ was totally conformed or totally fulfilled. And so that is the end of Paul and his life here on this earth. Well, I guarantee you, when you get to heaven, you're going to see Paul there along with the other saints been martyred. You're going to see Paul there, and you will be able to talk to him and talk to him about his earthly walk and how he came to the point where he was willing to give up his very life and his very head for Jesus Christ, his Lord and his Savior. Well, what all did Paul suffer? He tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul goes through a whole list of things that he suffered for the gospel's sake. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, he says, from the Jews I received 40 stripes minus one. That's 39 stripes when they hit them with the cat of nine tails, caused their back to open up and bleed and rip the flesh off of their back. That's 40 stripes minus one. Then in verse 25, he said, three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and day I have spent in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil and sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. And so that's just some of the things that Paul suffered. Those are some of the ways that he gave up to walk with the Lord. And beloved, I can tell you, when you really lay down your life, I can tell you from reading scripture, and I can tell you from my own experience, when you really lay down your life from the Lord and say, here I am, Lord, send me. Here I am, Lord, use me. God will use you, but you're going to suffer for the sake of the gospel. I can remember, just to give you a short story, coming back out of the Congo in 2014, I was with a brother from the USA, a brother from Kansas, and we had taken on powers and principalities in East Congo around Goma, and it's an area of great chaos, a great warfare, a lot of rape, a lot of dislocation, millions of people dislocated from their villages, and coming out on the plane and coming back. Well, in Africa, when you get sick, you never know if it's from the food or the water, or if it's from the witch doctors that are defending the powers and principalities. And so there's always that question mark in your mind. I got sick on the plane, spent about 3/4 of the trip coming back to Nairobi in the toilet of the plane. And so I was suffering, I was in pain, and I wanted to question the Lord. I said, Lord, where's the blessings coming from? And I got back to Nairobi, and I was so weak, I couldn't even stand up. They kept asking me, do you want to go to the clinic? Do you want to go to the doctor? And I said, no, I'm gonna wait until I get to the hotel and sleep. Well, there was an Ebola virus outbreak going on in Congo, and I knew that if I showed any fever when they took me to the clinic, that if I put me in quarantine for 10 to 30 days or whatever the quarantine was for Ebola virus. And so I knew I just had to tough it out and hope I could get back to the hotel. And so we got back to the hotel 2 a.m. in the morning. I slept for a day or two. I don't know how long, off and on, day or two. But anyway, that was just one little example of how we suffered going into the Congo and preaching the gospel there in an area with great chaos. And so you will suffer when you say yes to Jesus. He will show you what you must suffer for his sake. Well, in Mark 10:29, I'm going to close up today here with this. Jesus said to the disciples, he said, assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive a hundredfold blessing now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. And so Jesus says, when you leave your house, when you leave your brothers or your sisters or your father or mother or children or lands for my sake and the gospel, you're going to receive that hundredfold blessing. And the hundredfold blessing is the fullness of conformity to the image of Jesus Christ. There's the 30, 60, and 100-fold blessing the Lord talks about in the parable of the sower. He says, when the seed takes hold in good soil, when that seed is planted in good soil, it's going to make a plant, it's going to make a crop, it's going to make fruit, and there will be 30 and 60 and 100-fold blessing that come forth from that seed that's planted in good soil. And so that is God's will for your life, that the seed being planted in you is being planted in good soil. You're going to submit to God's plan for your life. You're going to submit to the direction and the unction of the Holy Spirit, and you're going to submit to the point where your life will flourish. When you get to the end of your life, you will have something that you can look back on and say, praise God, I gave up for the kingdom of God. Praise God, I moved higher and higher. I was conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. I conformed into that destiny that God had laid out for me. And beloved, I can tell you that's where true fulfillment comes. That's where true peace comes. And that's where that satisfaction comes from, that you know you have really lived your life for the Lord, and everything that you have done has counted for the gospel's sake and has counted for the name's sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you get to that point, beloved, and I hope you do, you will say, thank you, Lord, for the life that you've given me. Thank you, Lord, that you've opened the door for me to preach the gospel or to go to the nations or whatever it is God calls you to do. You can say, yes, Lord, thank you. I thank you that you've given me the opportunity to do what you have called me to do. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. I hope you enjoy these messages. We enjoy bringing them to you. We need support. We need your prayers to keep these messages going and all the other aspects of the ministry. We want to get that school built over in Macunda. We pray that you can help us with that as well. And so we want to hear from you. Sit down today, write us out a note, let us know you're listening. You can contact us at Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Make a contribution with your debit or credit card at paypal.me/GatherTheOutcast. That's paypal.me/GatherTheOutcast. You can check us out on facebook.com/Jim Rao and see videos and pictures of our work here in Africa. See what we're doing. See what it's all about here in ministry in Africa. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.